Hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's PJ and James. What is it?
After show show.
That's the one.
It's the after show show.
I'm all out of sorts today because I walked off without me watch.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
And me wallet thing and all that.
You forgot your watch, your wallet, your bangle. You know the way you wear your bangle.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it.
It's weird that, isn't it? How just, I suppose it's just a habit thing. But you feel...
You feel like you're
strange,
in the nip.
Without a watch.
You feel like you're in the nip. It's the same as walking around all day with your willy out. But, it's the same.
Well, I can't say I have that comparison to make.
Well, yeah, okay, Grant.
Obviously, I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because you've obviously done both, have you?
Well, sometimes you'd be very hot. And you don't have shorts.
And a man's got to do what a man's
got to
do.
And a man's got to do, yeah.
But like you like your watches, don't you? You're into your watches and all that. And I
love them, yeah.
Mine are slightly cheaper versions, if I may say. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I didn't pay for mine, so...
But the gas thing about it is I wear a watch and I rarely look at it for the time.
Do you not?
I always just check my phone.
Really? Because I spend the whole day, if I don't have my watch on, walk around looking at the back of my hand. Yeah. I still do it all the time. And you know, it's like, it's a real elfless thing now to have a watch. Elfless. Elfless.
No, it's not. It's a gentleman's thing, I'm saying.
Well, elfless gentleman.
Right.
El dirty gentleman. I don't know why I said dirty. Because the willy is out. yeah, but it's a real... Because young people, nobody under 30 owns a radio, as in a radio unit, or a watch. They don't do it. They just don't have them. Should they not know how to read the fuck?
Well, to be fair, we did actually find that out on this very show.
When we asked
an under 30 to read the time.
Read the clock. She couldn't read the clock.
She was grand on the old clocks.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. Anyway.
But as soon as the big hand
and
went anywhere.
When you did a 20 to 4 or a, you know... Quarter past 8.
I couldn't do it yet.
She was struggling.
So, what time is it now? I don't know, but I'll ring you when it's 4 and I'll tell you then. but it was mad, yeah. So there you go. But they don't use watches and they don't own radios. Everything goes through the phone that way.
Yeah.
They listen to radio through the phone. They check the time through the phone. Every single thing is done through the phone that way. It's only elfless like us, I'm telling you. El gentleman.
Yeah.
Jim still uses a monocle to look at the circle. They're watching his pocket.
It's like if somebody said to you about buying a camera now.
Yeah.
It would be weird. Unless they were some sort of,
a photographer.
Top-end, like, yeah, big... Fucking $2,000 job.
Yeah, if you're a photographer.
The idea of the old digital cameras.
That's it, the old digital cameras.
Digital cameras.
Sure, look, what was I doing recently? I was doing a gig there on the weekend, on Friday. I was doing the Export Ireland Awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was. Fascinatingly enough, I didn't win anything. but I was there and a fella came up to me and goes, can I get a selfie with you? Yeah, no problem, of course. He goes, 1 second there now. Pocket. I pulled out a digital camera. I was like, I haven't seen one of these in years.
Oh my God.
Do you know how long it took to do the selfie? Because he held it up and he go, oh no, my head is only half in that now. Because you can't see yourself. You have to take it.
You have to take about half a dozen shots to get one of the
half a dozen shots. He goes, then he goes, does that look all right to you? As if I was giving shit. I'm never going to see it again. Does that look all right to you? He's a very nice man.
Yeah.
He's checking with me that I was happy for him to publicise that on his whatever he was going to do.
And when he was finished with it, did his carer help him out of the room?
See, this is it. This is it. He was a grown adult looking after himself, not a bother. Yeah.
Wow. But it's just that's only one step short of doing the old kind of, I'll put it on the wall and I'll set the timer, right? And I'll just run into the shot now. Right, smile now, any second.
Oh,
just keep looking at it. Any, there it goes.
Bang. Yeah. But that, you know what that looks like to teenagers now? That's like when you and me see those videos of a fella and he's got a camera that looks like it's an accordion.
Yeah.
And he's
got a blanket over his head.
And a big pair of jockey's pants on him. You know, the big jockey's pants. And he's like, look at the camera. Don't move.
Holding up this thing.
Yeah, holding up a big yoke. And it's going to go. And then bang, he shoots them all with the face with this. None of them can see for a week after it. Yeah, that's what that looks like to young people now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a totally different world like that. It's so weird to see a camera, unless it's a big camera, like a photographer's camera.
And it gets more frightening when you realise that you and I actually were alive in the day when a digital camera was progress.
Yeah.
We were alive in the day where you took your films
to a chemist
and waited for a week to get
for the week. And then you were mortified going back in going, I hope there was nothing on that. And you're thinking, me mate Ronnie had that. Now he could have been taking pictures of his Mickey or anything. You know the way the lads thought it'd be very funny to get your camera and shoot it down their trousers and have the back and you're like,
because there was always that thing
saying, bollocks, I have to go back and collect that now. Mr. Jared, Tommy Nolan's going to be handing me back the receipts now.
And looking at you all funny.
It looks, you had a bit of a mad one there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That's your own genitals, is it?
Yeah, I'd love to know who his penis that was. Because I don't want to be saying that. Yeah. Oh my God.
And the thing about it was, because you'd have, say, a roll of whatever they were, 24 or 36 or something.
And that was it.
And there'd be a few left at the end. You'd have taken your photographs and there'd be a couple left and you wanted to use them up before you brought them to the chemist.
To the chemist, yeah. So we'd be taking pictures of the dog eating his dinner or whatever.
And then you'd always get them back with those stickers on them that said there.
Overexposed.
Tome over the lens.
Yeah, or overexposed. Yeah. It was so gas. I'm like, you go away for a year, right? And a year. And you'd only have the one roll of film. So you'd be thinking, listen, we can only take now pictures in three countries. Right?
Yeah.
Because we're not going, if you take them all now here, we'll have nothing left to take pictures there. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if you were to transpose the current culture, right, say with selfies and Insta stories and all that sort of stuff, right, and put it onto the era when we had to use films.
Yeah.
You'd need to have, you just couldn't.
You couldn't do it.
You'd have to have the warehouse full of fucking film thing.
Every single person in the country would need their own warehouse to keep their photographs in it. Like, there's more photographs of me from the age of 40 to 42 than there is of me from the age of 0 to 41.
Yeah, yeah.
More than, it's unbelievable.
Like, because it used to be that you had, like, an album. And, like, a photograph went into an album. And every so often you took it out.
Yeah, and you'd look back and go, jeez, remember that?
Yeah, remember when you were that age and
this
you had
this page
shorts?
Is when I was one. Now, we didn't have a camera for a couple of years, so the next page is when I was 3.
Oh, yeah.
And
exactly.
The page after that was me communion. That was it.
That's the only thing you did.
Four pages of your whole life.
Your christening, the odd birthday, your communion, your confirmation, and then when you got married.
Yeah. And then no pictures of you being dead at all.
Not at all.
You didn't do that.
I don't know why they don't do that. You never get a picture of a good corpse.
No, and they were mad for it in the Victorian era. They dress up the corpse and have it sitting in a chair and all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big creepy face on it. And it's mad, like, when you think about it, like, now, all kids born today, not only are they getting pictures taken, videos taken, so they'll be able to look at documentaries of their own fucking lives.
Yeah.
Like, literally their parents will be charted. Able to doc every single moment of their life will be documented on camera, video.
It's like living in the Bleeding Truman Show.
It is weird, yeah. I don't know. I'm so glad that my life is only what it is in my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I can remember shit that didn't happen. But it's true to me.
And you're actually at the sort of end of the scale where, because of your notoriety, there'd be loads of photographs of you. Publicity stuff and appearing at stuff and showing up at stuff. So you probably have more taken of you than even the average.
I don't know.
You don't have more taken of you than the average teenager.
I don't go to anywhere. I don't go anywhere.
At least a lot of your photographs are actually doing something, like, you know, posing with a dog or something.
Oh, yeah,
as opposed
that's true.
To a constant stream.
As opposed to 75 trying to get the right pout for your new lip gloss. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Although, you know what we should do? You and me for a challenge once. We should live as a week as a young influencer in our 20s.
Oh, my God.
That's what we should do.
I wouldn't even last the first hour and a half.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. And you'd have to do all the stuff they do where you go, where you're showing off your hole and all, right? So in our bikini bottoms, right? With our big hairy holes hanging out, right? And then you're lifting up one leg, so your hole is all open and there's just one leg in the air. And it's like, check out my new sandals. Yeah. As if that's about the sandals.
Absolutely.
That's about have a look at the hoop on me. We should do a week
of it. I get embarrassed taking photographs or whatever, even in places where somebody wants you to take a photograph. Like, if you're doing a gig for somebody and they want you to actually say, you know, I'm here, I'm at, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same,
I'm kind of, is anybody looking?
Yeah, I think about the people I've met that I could have got photographs with and I was too embarrassed to ask them.
I was like that as well. Yeah, all the times you've interviewed people and you'd never turn around and go,
any chance of a photograph?
Photograph, would you tell, no?
And they'd be like, yeah, no bother, yeah. But you're like, I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I wasn't born in that. I was born with when I grew up, I was told to shut my face or get thrown in the river. So I'm not going to be the person. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was brought up a Catholic photographer, which means I'm ashamed to have a photograph
I was raised the right way, right? I'm ashamed to be alive. I know. That the right way to be brought up is to, if you get into your adult life and you feel good about yourself and you're not ashamed to be alive and you don't feel in everyone's fucking way, you're going to hell, right? That's the good Catholic way to be brought up.
Yeah, if only I was good enough to have a photograph taken with you, I'd ask you.
Yeah, I'd ask you, but I don't think I am, right?
That is mad.
And your man's going, why not? I'm an extra in Fair See. Oh, no. Not to me.
Yeah.
Not to me, no. Yeah. You're not.
I tell you, that's big news to me. I was once afraid to go into Bewley's because I didn't think I was good enough.
That's a true story. That's actually a true story by Jim. He was afraid to go into Bewley's because he was afraid he'd make an angel of himself asking for the sausages. He didn't know how it worked.
I thought Bewley's was posh. Like, I thought you'd have to know how it worked.
Isn't that so funny? Isn't that so funny?
So I wouldn't go in. I wouldn't mind. I was going to say I was a kid. I was probably in my 20s.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing when that happens? I've walked into places. I've genuinely thought about stuff, right? New food places would open up. New hipstery gaps or whatever else, right? And I'd be there, right, I'm going in there. It looks gorgeous. I've seen pictures on Instagram and all. I'd be thinking to myself, of the food. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get that. But I don't know what it is. But sure, I would read the menu. I'd be grand. And I've literally gone into town. Walked up to the door, read the menu, and don't fucking understand that.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to these people.
Yeah.
I'm going, I go back home hungry rather than sit down and say, you know the picture that you put on the internet there a week ago of the, it looked like a ham. And it had the green bin on it. I want one of them. They'd be like, what is it? Is that the turnbuckle chicken with the mango lassie sauce? I don't know. It looked like a ham.
I'm the same.
And then, would you like to try the turnbuckle chicken? Well, actually, it was the ham, but okay. I'll have that.
Like that
and then you get intimidated.
If I meet my young lads
and you're like,
for
do you think
lunch?
€100 is enough for a tip?
If I meet my young lads for lunch, right, and they say, we'll try whatever, and it'll be just, and it's just, I mean, it's places everybody else will go and pick up their lunch all the time.
Yeah.
But because I haven't been there before, you go ahead. I'll wait to see exactly what they are and how, try and suss out how it works before I attempt to ask for anything.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And then you start doing the thing, well, I'll go in on a quiet day.
Yeah.
I'll go in at 9:30 on a Wednesday morning and I'll figure it out then.
Yeah.
And then when the next time everybody meets in town on the Saturday, I'll have it. And then that's what I do. I'll figure out how to do one thing the one time in the one place, right?
Yeah.
So they're going, right, it's the turnbuckle chicken with the lassie sauce, right? I'll be like, grand, that's fine. And then you go in and 55 fucking times in a row, turnbuckle chicken with the lassie sauce. And then one time they go, we're out of that.
Oh my God, panic.
I feel my arse bulging and all. Like I'm trying not to shite myself. My ears get hot. And they're
what
like,
am I going to do now?
What am I going to do? What can
it's,
I get you
it's
something
like
else?
The place went dark and there was just a spotlight on
you. Yeah,
going,
the spotlight.
Now
said,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, and you can hear everyone going, oh. And I'm like,
They have them now.
And I'm like, I don't know. And then they go, do you want to try the ham pumfanya? I go, yes. And that'll be the one fucking thing I saw in the picture months ago that I wanted in the first place.
Oh,
and they'll just agree to anything.
Oh, yeah.
We've no turnbuckle chicken. Would you like a turkey pasty made out of dog head?
Yes.
Yes, I'll have that. You need anything just to get out of the situation.
Like, the other thing was, I remember the first time I ever went to New York. Right, and I can't handle America. I went with a band, and so I wasn't doing the sort of typical touristy thing, and I was probably on more of a budget. But like New York delis are meant to be famous things. A deli in New York is a thing of greatness.
Greatness.
Right. But of course, I was so paranoid being me, right?
Yeah.
About the idea of the whole sort of like, on rye, hold the thing, mayo. You know the way you hear about sandwiches and they've 18 different types of
so
bread.
So many options, yeah. You're
I
just
mean,
like...
I get a bit freaked in Subway.
Yeah,
of course. Are you having a 9-grain oat?
Yeah, what bread do you want? I just point that one. And hope... That one.
So then
I can't understand why they didn't pick the very one up I didn't point at. Forgetting it's display bread.
And it's actually plastic.
Yeah, they're going. He goes, are you sure you want it in plastic? Well, I've asked for it now. I better stick with it.
I'd rather eat horrible food than be embarrassed.
Yeah, I'd rather eat a plastic roll than be mortified. I'll just pay for it and walk out and put it in the bin and buy a chocolate bar.
Actually, you know what the weird thing is, right? They're the end of admiring people who absolutely just fuck the rules.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favourite stories ever. PJ has this story of cafeteria place.
It's one of these hipster places called Coffee and Kale, right. And it's right beside
Coffee and Kale.
It's right beside the Mater Hospital and the Children's Hospital. So this man was either visiting his child, right, real elfula, real Dublin elfula, right. Type of lads you don't see very much of anymore.
Yeah,
and he's walking through. He's at one of these hospitals. You know he was. You can see the hospital head in him. Yeah. We all have hospital head in 2020. Yeah.
You know a hospital head.
And he walked into this hipster joint. There's top knots and beards and fucking cricket jumpers and all.
Trousers made of asparagus. All of
these trousers that are neither shorts nor pants, and not a sock on any of the pricks. Yeah. Right? They're all sitting around munching on their kale and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
And your man just comes in, didn't give a shit. Walked up to the counter. How can I help you, sir? Say open a sandwich and walked away and sat down. So I gave them nothing. And then you could see the panic start to kick in with the hipsters.
Yeah.
And where was you and me, we'd be panicking. He was like, he just decided.
You'd never go off menu.
Never. This fella just went, fuck it. This is your problem now.
Yeah.
Sit up in a sandwich and sat the fuck down. He could see the two. What sort of soup did you want? Did you say we got three types of soup or four types of sandwiches? I didn't know what he wanted.
Eight types of bread.
And you go, you go fucking ask him, Finton. Go on over, Finton, and ask him. I can't ask him. I'm on the till at the moment. You know, fucking Kabashta does not do the sir, doesn't do the floor, man. And you might so Finton or Kabashta, one of them goes over and goes, sorry, it was just you asked for sit up in a sandwich, yeah.
And then he looked out the window.
And then he just
didn't
looks.
Even sort of like
he nothing
engage.
To read. No phone. Yeah. Straight out the window. And then,
that's proper old school.
Shredded chicken. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Grant. And the soup is like. Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And straight out the window.
How difficult can it be?
Soup and a sandwich.
And a sandwich.
And you could see Kabosh thinking, we've got 15 types of chicken, man. What bread does he fucking want? What fucking bread does he want? I can't handle this pressure. He didn't give a shit. He made it their problem.
When
it was brilliant.
Getting a sandwich to become such a fucking ordeal.
An ordeal.
Food in general.
I know, yeah. And then I'll never forget seeing one woman walk in and just sit down and she goes, pot of tea. And sat down. And your man, And your man goes, sir, you have to be spending whatever it was, €7 minimum to have a table.
Oh, Jesus.
And you want to see the look she gave him. It was class. It was one of those, the whole place looking at Kabosh and his top knot going, oh. And she took ages.
Burned.
She took ages. There wasn't a bit of shame in her. Packing up her shit, staring them down, doing up the buttons one by one, looking at them. All she kept saying was, absolutely disgraceful. Disgraceful. Doing her scarf way too fucking long, poofing her hair, looking around. Absolutely disgraceful now. Disgraceful. And walked on. I was there going, she handled that really well.
Absolutely.
Whereas Finton came over and says, you have to spend €7. But they're going, I pay £7 for the tea. Yeah, exactly. Just leave me alone.
Okay, I'll have three teas then. There's only me, but I'll have three teas.
I'll have a tea for everybody in the place. If you just fuck off. Yeah, fucking cabbage.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll tell you something. I think, we slag off the millennials for having no backbone or not being able to work life, make life work or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And then that's hard.
They're the ones that actually would turn around and go, well, certainly not. I'll be sitting down here regardless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'd be going, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I think I'm entitled.
I asked for a corn-fed chicken on gluten-free braai on the New Zealand toast, you fucking moron. You could have killed me. You know that? I could have had a panophylactic shock. Do you realise I get panophylacticism? Well, yeah, I can fart so bad that my kidneys will come out my hole, you fucking inconsiderate avocado twisted freak. Fuck off back to your council flat, man, if you're going to kill people.
So, maybe the world has moved on.
Maybe it's moved on.
That's it.
It's just moved on without us, so it can go and shite itself.
Yeah. We'll go off now and just be embarrassed somewhere else.
Come on, we go and get mortified in the spa. See if they do sausage rolls.